Organizations of all sizes have been amassing huge amounts of data over the years. And historically, database administrators would predefine how everyday users would be able to query and report on that data. This is the IT Manager Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Claus. In this episode, we'll be talking about bringing the power of internet search into your organization, enabling your end users to use plain common language queries to unlock the data and find the information they need to make smarter business decisions. My guests today are Jeff, Riaz, and Ali. Welcome. Can you guys do a little introduction and tell us where you're from?
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here. I'm Jeff Kent, the Chief Technology Officer from Cineplex Entertainment.
Hi, Riaz Lani from Wolfbridge TSS, Corporate Account Executive.
I'm Ali Raza Aliabadi. I'm a SharePoint MVP working for Wolfbridge TSS as a SharePoint architect.
Again, welcome. Everyone's probably familiar with Cineplex Entertainment. They have movie theaters all across Canada. Wolfbridge TSS is a Microsoft Certified Gold partner who specializes in bringing people and technology together to increase their productivity and also to connect up better with their clients. Also joining me today, I have Wanda Yu, the SharePoint Product Manager for Microsoft Canada. And I wanted to ask you, Wanda, with all the search capabilities on the internet, why would someone want to bring internet search into their organizations?
There's just so much information out there. So much information is being created. In fact, research shows that in the next year alone, we'll be creating more information and more electronic data, whether it be Word documents or wikis or blogs or any of that type of data. We'll be creating more in the next year than we've created in the past decade. So that's a huge amount of information to manage. And that's something that both enterprises face and also public companies and websites. So I think that's a challenge that both of us face. Some challenges are unique to enterprises, though. Those challenges surround around silos of data. On the public internet, all information is on web pages, for instance. Internally within an organization, a lot of information isn't kept on web pages. They're kept in internal structured data sources such as databases, financial systems, CRM systems, and they're also kept in unstructured information such as Word documents, Excel documents, data access, emails, instant messages. So those are all the types of information that enterprises have to deal with that aren't as much of a challenge, at least in the consumer space.
Thanks, Wanda. When I think of going to the movies, I think of me bundling up the kids, taking the family off for the early Saturday show, getting the ticket, the smell of the popcorn, and then sitting down in the theater to take in some entertainment. I don't really think of all the inner workings of what's going on behind that velvet curtain. Jeff, can you shed some light on the size and the scope of the information that Cineplex Entertainment has to take into account when making effective business decisions?
Sure. As I said, we have 130 theaters across the country, so we have a lot of people in various places and in various time zones that make it difficult to communicate with each other just due to that. Every week we have from 2 to 5 or 6 different movies that open. We collect a lot of data down at the theaters. The theaters run their own back office systems, and we bring all that data back to our head office in Toronto for us to analyze every day and make decisions as to moving movies around and trying to maximize revenue from both our box office and concession revenues, etc. So there's a massive amount of data. A lot of it is reported publicly that you hear in the radio every Monday morning and things like that. And we have all of that data and more to analyze ourselves. So
you're actually able to take a look at that data and determine if a particular movie is efficiently using your space for how many seats you have and how many of them are actually filled during a particular time. And you can make adjustments on the fly because you have access to that data at a relatively fast speed.
In a pretty fast way. Because each movie opens on Friday, we kind of have to have some experts that guess at how well it's going to do, and especially when there's 2 or 3 together. And every once in a while, we're very surprised that we need more seats than we've actually given the movie. So It's very critical for us to get timely data and be able to react with the data as quickly as we can. We have some physical limitations of moving prints or screens around, but we can certainly do it sometimes in the same day, but for sure by the next day to maximize revenue the next day.
What sort of pain points did you have as an organization for managing this amount and this flow of information for your staff, the people that have to interpret that? And what was the environment before that drove you to this?
Well, a while ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago, when we really started looking at this, we had a lot of data in individual pods, places, whether it was at the theaters, on individual laptops or computers, or in individual network shares. And it was difficult for people to find that spreadsheet or that piece of information that they needed, and everybody had their own little version of it. And that's what really started us down the road to look for collaboration tools that brought the unstructured data, even though it's still unstructured, into a more structured architecture. And bring it all together and allow people to find it and share it in a lot better world. That was our implementation of SharePoint and our first venture into SharePoint with the 2003 product. We've recently upgraded to the 2007 product to take more advantage of the capabilities of collaboration and the enterprise search function. So even though we accomplished a lot by bringing data into SharePoint and making it easier for people to find, it's even easier with the search capabilities now to find exactly what they're looking for and to find things that they didn't even realize that was there. They can do searches, not only from running the business from a revenue point of view, but we obviously have a lot of locations that have leases and there's certain aspects of property management that we need to do, and all that type of information is now searchable on our sites and can manage it a lot easier.
Riaz, is this something that you would typically find inside organizations that you've worked with at Wolfbridge for how individuals are coping with this amount of data to be able to find the information?
Yeah, it's really, enterprise search is all about taking the knowledge that's within your organization and really applying it to drive effective business decisions that you may have, or profitability, or increasing revenue. What we found that is organizations have vast amounts of data, and typically the data are set up in two different methods. They have structured data and unstructured data. The structured data that they tend to have typically resides in well-secured environments such as their ERP systems and CRM systems. It's the unstructured data is where organizations can gain the most value in harnessing by taking information that may be sitting on a laptop, may be sitting in a file share perhaps, or maybe sitting in another area of their organization, and making the information available to the individuals in a contextual standpoint. The user experience is also very important when you're dealing with individuals out at various locations that you may have. Their ability to be able to take the information in a seamless, easy interface for them to be able to use becomes very relevant for their searching. Because if you have a tool that's very cumbersome to use, that's not very easy or intuitive, user adoption will not occur in the organization. And really, the company is not going to gain benefit from implementation.
At Cineplex, what specific benefits were you looking for in evaluating different search solutions?
We looked at pretty much all of the search solutions that were out there, and there's a number of standalone ones. A real benefit that we were looking for was something that the users would be able to easily adopt. So we paid a lot of attention to the user interface and how it fit into the rest of the tools that they were using on a day-to-day basis. The Microsoft solution fit very well within our environment because we're very much a Microsoft shop, use a lot of the Microsoft technology. So most of the users live within email, a web browser for all of their day, and the SharePoint and enterprise search solution that came with that fit very nicely within that world. They were very familiar with the navigation tools that came with it in that world. So,
at Cineplex now, the experience of having that data centralized within SharePoint, but then enlightened by having enterprise search turned on to it as well. Do you find what the user experience, what are they saying about being able to find this information now? How's their experience?
It's certainly very positive. They indicate that we've saved them a lot of time, and definitely we haven't really measured it, but people say that it's at least half the amount of time, if not more. And some things that were just very hard to find before, people just wouldn't attempt to look for it. They didn't know where to start. They didn't even know who to ask, etc. And now they have a vehicle of typing words in and seeing what's there, drilling in through that, and having an experience that they haven't had before. So it's very positive. It has been a short period of time, the last year or two, really. They are learning more about it. We're applying a lot of training resources to help them use it more and help the people that are entering the data and maintaining the data to enter it properly and put some metadata around it to allow the searches to be even more intelligent.
Do you find that there's really a difference between enterprise search and internet search for the information people are looking for?
There's a couple differences that we have. One for sure is the security aspect of it. The addition of enterprise search, really the security wrapped around the data that we have internally is the complexity to it. So we have a lot of data, but not everybody's allowed to access everything that is there. So that's very different than an internet search where it's pretty much wide open. You can get the same data as I can get the same data off an internet search, but internally we can't. So that's probably one of the biggest ones. The second one that we have is the idea that in an enterprise search, the data is our data. So we know what it is, we know where it is, and we can manage it a little bit to ensure that the search results are accurate and manage what is relevant in the data as well. So
with all this unstructured data and now bringing us together inside the collaboration solution like SharePoint and then enlightening that with search for enterprise search, have you gone the next step also and included other sources as well, like external websites or other server locations for data, custom application solutions and stuff like that?
Yes, we have. In our industry, there's a lot of data in the public that's very good. IMDb is probably one of the biggest ones, the movie database that's out there. We don't try and reinvent the wheel. They do a very good job of supplying a lot more details for movies than we do, down to a very detailed list of actors and directors and things like that. So we have a link internally to search their sites as well and to allow the users to get over to their sites and other data very quickly.
Jeff mentioned the ability that they're now leveraging to go and to include other locations of information. Is this a difficult thing to do from the enterprise search perspective, or is this something that anyone can leverage when they adopt the platform?
It's very easy to do that. So let's say implementation-wise, it's just a matter of defining a new content source, putting the starting point, and just defining for the enterprise search that how deep it should go and search for the content and bring it in. So it's as simple as that, and just setting up a schedule to update the search index regularly. So it can usually be done within a couple of minutes by anybody who has done it at least once before or just has seen how the job is being done.
From a user experience perspective, it's now in one spot. So a user will come, they hit the page, they can do their search query, and it now will go off and hit these indexes across the board. Do you have any kind of recommendations on how you could get started to do exploring the world of search?
If I want to reveal the real value that comes with this enterprise search, let's compare it with what we had before. Before that, it was a file share that everybody was putting the file there. When they wanted to search, they were going to the network share, right-click on it, okay, search for all the files containing what or whatever the name is, without any metadata at the same time. So actually, the only choice for search was for the operating system to dig into every single file, perform a binary search, and extract the strings that they have been searched for. But now, it's a little bit different. Now, We are giving, and just imagine at the same time, there were lots of users, they were doing the same thing, huge load on the server just to find a document, and it was usually taking a couple of minutes to bring back the results. While now, because everything is pre-indexed, users don't even need to know where the data is stored. So they just open one page, search, and in a fraction of a second, they will get all the documents related to that because all the content has been already indexed. This is one side of it. The other side is that it's not simply a binary content search, because using the iFilters and, I mean, your enterprise search engine extracts all the words, all the contents that is inside each files, like PDFs, like zip files, like sometimes even media files, indexing all those keywords, all those metadatas, regardless of where the data is sitting, actually, it brings everything in one place. So the user doesn't feel anything. All those complexities are totally transparent to the user. User will see only one page, entering the data, getting the results. That is one side of it. If you're looking for an example that how users can really see the value, we had one client that they were migrating their intranet website from traditional web interface to SharePoint. Considering all the content that they had, it couldn't happen overnight. So we built the structure. Then we said, okay, now you have all the content there. To push the users come back to the SharePoint site, which is the new intranet, we can tell them that, okay, just add a new content source pointing to the new site, pointing to the old site. So all the users come to the new site, do everything that you want there. If you want reference to the old content, in the same site, search for it. It will go to the old site, extract the values, gives you the link so you can have access to both of them. That made our transitional phase extremely smooth. So users immediately switched to the new website, while actually they had all the time to migrate all the old content from the old website to the new website.
It actually brings up an interesting question. I want to ask Jeff this one. How did you bring search as an add-on to SharePoint for enterprise search? How did you kind of champion this within your user community? Did you implement it lock, stock, and barrel? You're done. Here you go. Here's new URL. Or did you take a more phased approach with slowly gaining some champions and going out? What was the experience at Cineplex like?
We used the champion approach. We actually had some people in one particular department that was assembling a lot of information. They were sort of the research department and did a lot of research in our industry and was assembling a lot of that information and wanting to put it into SharePoint and be able to go back in and search for it and have their bosses and the executives to actually do the searches themselves instead of having always to come to them and do the searches. So they were very positive and very much on board with helping us set it up, and we used them as our pilot project to get it done and to educate them. They then became the trainers for the next sort of identified business need that would really benefit from using enterprise search, and it just sort of blossomed out from there.
From a security perspective, a delegation perspective, how involved is your IT group in who's allowed to see what when they come back with this big knowledge of search that comes back? Is it a hands-on process? Is it automated in some fashion?
It's kind of a 50-50 approach. We tend to try and manage, IT tends to try and manage security at a very high level, and with the idea that we want to push it down to the level where people can manage search within their own little world. So we have department level people that manage the search of their content, but we make sure that the structure is in place and audit it and validate it, et cetera, and help them understand how they are applying security to all of their documents and all of their content as well.
So right now, if I'm an HR person, I'm allowed to search and find information about payroll and about compensation plans and stuff like that. But if I happen to be a finance individual or an IT staff member, that information is confidential. Even though it's inside the same index and same search repository, it doesn't show up.
That's correct.
That's great.
And in addition to that, if you're a new HR person into that department and you should be allowed access to it, it's the person in HR that will give you the access to it and has the rights to be able to give you access to it, which is great from our point of view.
Ali, is this something that you see also with other customers taking advantage of, the split delegation model?
It depends on how we want to look at it. If you want to look at the search or the collaboration solution, usually at the collaboration level, all the users go for it. All the clients that we have seen, they always have a level of delegation because by nature, we as IT professionals, as developers, as consultants, we are very lazy. We want to sit back and watch the others do the job. That's the reality. But so that way of delegation has helped a lot. If you go back to the IT industry, they are minimizing the load on the IT staff, which are basically expensive resources for the company, and pushing back to the users to do the actual job, whether it's a matter of security settings or whatever else. Now, when it comes back to the enterprise search, the sweet thing about enterprise search is that it not only indexes the documents and the contents, it also adds all the ACL information to the index. So when it returns a search result, it only shows the results that the current user should have access to it, at least the read access. So in that case, that angle is properly covered.
Did you find that you had, on your initial pilot rollout, Jeff, the need to kind of do tweaking with the indexes or tweaking with the different ways of searching that information to get the desired results? Was there a lot of length of time to get that up and working?
There wasn't a lot of length of time, but we did tweak them, and we did go through various iterations of putting data in and using sort of pilot populations of data and documents and information, and then doing a search with what we had expected results and then saw what we got back. And when we weren't quite getting what we were expecting, that's how we used it to tweak it and make sure we got it right. It was also the ability to allow us to train the users and get the right metadata around the stuff that they're putting in as well, that we enhanced as well.
What sort of advice would you give the fellow IT managers that are out there for how to take advantage of something like search in their organization?
I think the best advice that why we were successful is that we did have user champions that were asking for it and understood what the capabilities were of it. And then we put a lot of training and explanation into it, showing people how to use it, what to do with it, etc. We found that a lot of the corporate users were very much kind of drill down type users. They wanted to know where to start. They might then drill down through a tree or something like that. Having them not do that and go for the search routine to find their data was kind of a mind shift for them. It wasn't a huge one, but it caused a little bit for them to work differently that way. And it's been very successful by having the users really committed to it.
I would typically view Cineplex as a very large organization, as we heard, with lots of data, lots of information, and having the process and enlighten that with search. Does this type of solution also scale down to the small, medium enterprise? Is enterprise search relevant to the mid-market and to the smaller markets?
It absolutely is. Cineplex Odeon was able to leverage their existing platform and incorporate that in and leveraging search within their organization. For smaller organizations, we've seen tremendous success, and the Enterprise Search Express version lends itself very well for smaller organizations that don't have the complexity, that don't have the IT skill sets internally to look after and manage that. The solution is very easy to deploy out and quite relevant. We had one organization we were working with, and simply what they wanted to do was they didn't have a collaboration platform. It was part of their technology roadmap, but they did have, as Ali had mentioned in the past, file structure and data kept in file shares. And we were able to use the search server to point to that. And what that provided that organization was an easy mechanism to be able to search for rich contacts very quickly, relevant data from an easy-to-use interface. So it's definitely scaled down for smaller organizations by taking a look at the platforms that Microsoft has available.
So if that small, medium business now becomes extremely vibrant, starts to grow, and starts to go beyond that solution? Is there a migration path? What's your recommendation for where they go next?
Absolutely. At that point, they sort of have a decision to make whether they continue down and leverage the Microsoft Enterprise Search Server going further, or perhaps they may be looking at a collaboration platform very similar to SharePoint, where it's already incorporated into that. And that decision point will lend itself depending on what the organization is looking to do at that point in time. But the migration paths are already there. They can go to Enterprise Search Server, or they can start leveraging the Microsoft SharePoint platform to be able to do that, to provide even more collaboration and robustness in their organization.
Ali, any suggestions on people looking to implement searches inside their environments for a rollout perspective?
If you go back to the user's history, users are already used to the internet search, and we are bringing them to the enterprise search, which is inside the organization. Bringing that experience to the local intranet is a very good experience for the users. Users like it because they're experiencing the same thing. But it's not the done deal for us. So when we look at this problem, when we look at this scenario, we see it in a way that, okay, it's not internet for the entire world. It's intranet within our organization. So we have lots of space to bring the people inside it and make it more and more interactive in different senses. So let's say we may have the chance for the users to rank the search results based on what search or what search item was more useful for a certain search criteria. This is one side of it. The other side is that we have all the luxury of web development to customize it, add more and more property, bring a custom user interface, and adopt it in any application that users have. Again, because it's intranet, and it's a very limited context. There are still other ways around it if you want to consider it as a search solution within collaboration solution, which is going to be SharePoint and all those stuff, to give it more and more effective when it comes to the internal content search or the metadata search that our collaboration solution can provide to us.
Last question for Jeff. What's your next steps? Where are you going now?
Well, it's really not a project with an end as far as I can see. It continually gets better. We continually tweak the information and make our search more relevant. The amount of data that we have is probably fairly typical. We're probably doubling the amount of data that we're looking at every 18 months or so. So it's a massively growing piece that is becoming so large that pretty much the only way to find what you're going to need in the future is probably through a search model. If you don't go down that road, I think you're just digging a deeper and deeper hole for yourself in being able to find things, and productivity of the users of wasting time trying to find what they're looking for. So we're happy going down this road and making it better and hopefully using it to allow the users to be more productive and finding what they're what they need to do their jobs, and at the end of the day, hopefully make better business decisions.
So what does Microsoft have to offer to enterprises of all sizes to get started down this road of search?
What we've tried to do is provide a solution offering that's appropriate for each stage of an organization. It starts off in the small business. So for small businesses who aren't as concerned about connecting to people such as a global organization, or for instance, we offer Microsoft Search Server Express, and that's a free solution that you can just download. And actually, you can download it to your server, and within 15 minutes, you can actually begin the installation process in indexing all of your various data sources. So that's the entry-level search solution. The second one is the business productivity platform. So that would be our SharePoint solution offering. And what the space that plays in is mid-sized companies and also enterprise companies. And what these companies are asking for, these customers are asking from us, is an integrated search solution that combines both the business productivity aspect, so being able to collaborate, being able to have forms and business processes, being able to surface dashboards, for instance, all integrated with search. And our solution for that is SharePoint 2007. finally, we have the high-end search. So those are the organizations who have a public website who want to monetize search, who are interested in vast volumes of queries and also data that they're managing, who want to highly customize their search solutions. And for those organizations, what we offer is our new acquisition, which is FAST.
So from a individual or an organization that wants to know where they can go to get more information about search, do we have some place we can send them?
Absolutely. So if you want to download or find out more information about the Microsoft Search Server Express, which is our free entry level search solution, you could go to www.microsoft.ca/MSSE. And for the business productivity solutions, so for SharePoint and also for FAST, you could go to www.microsoft.ca/search.
Thanks again, Jeff, Ali, Riaz, and Wanda for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We value your feedback. Please send us your comments and suggestions to our email address. Get a pen up for this one. itmgrpod@microsoft.com. You can also get full detailed show notes, links to resources, and previous episodes at our landing page, www.microsoft.ca/ITpodcast. Thanks for listening.